I mean, it's a bunch of things. Like, it has to have a plot. The plot has to be surprising. It has to have somebody who you can connect to at the center of it, so the thing can have feeling. In a good story, like, it should be funny at some parts. It should lead to some emotion that's deeper, bigger, sadder by the end. And then in the best stories, they're about kind of a bigger something. They drive at some bigger idea about something. Or at the very least, like they lead you to some sort of like thought that you haven't had before. It doesn't have to be like a profound thought. It just has to be kind of an interesting thought.
Is there ever something that became a story that surprised you? Maybe you didn't think there was enough story to the story, but then it became a story.
Like the usual way that something fails is like we'll hear about something interesting that happened, and then we look into it, and we can't find anybody who's a good interviewee on the subject. You know, like sometimes really interesting things happen to people who are not great at talking about the things that happened. Like, there's an old saying, great stories happen to those who can tell them. And I think like a very common problem for us is either we can't get anyone to talk, or the people who talk aren't great at describing it. So that's more often the situation is we know a thing happened, but it's just impossible to get it on tape in an interesting way.
You're coming to Omaha this weekend. What are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about the idea of the talk is Seven Things I've Learned, and it's just kind of like handy container in which to put like a bunch of funny stories and sort of favorite stories from over the years. And this is a combination of things that we have put on the show, and a lot of things, honestly, like mostly things that we have not put on the show, and video clips and audio clips, and it's both an excuse to tell some stories, but also do a kind of behind the scenes. Here's how we make the show.
Is it the case that you've told stories your whole life, even before you got into radio? Was that always an interest for you?
No, was not. No, in my actual life, like, I am not a great storyteller. Like you know, on staff, like I am not the best storyteller or even close to it. Like, I was, if anything, I think a little bit below average. And I think one of the reasons why the radio show works is because when I started to want to tell stories on the radio, I really had to think through, you know, what do people who are good at this, what do they do instinctively that I don't know how to do? And really had to think through what are the elements of making a story and how do you do it, and just come to a real theory of my own.
How important is good writing?
Writing doesn't have to be great. It just has to not be bad. I work on a radio show where I would say four people on the show are better writers than I am. And I feel like my writing for the radio is entirely serviceable, but nothing special. And I think that like it's more important not to be a bad writer than to be an actively great writer.
Any final thoughts? Anything else that you'd like to share?
I'm looking forward to coming out to Omaha. I'm looking forward to coming out and giving a talk. I like going on stage. I like doing these. This is a fun way to get in front of people. And it's the opposite of being on the radio, doing an event like this one. It really is. Like, on the radio, you're talking into a microphone, kind of telling yourself, you know, that you believe that other people are hearing your voice, but there's really no direct evidence in front of you. You're in a completely soundproof room, totally alone. It's a very weird performance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas actually standing in front of people, talking to them, and they're right there, feels way more natural.